Good defense by Meyer, picking up the loose ball for Firelands. Wilbon down court, long three. Jeremiah got it. That'll bring a little life into the Firelands crowd. Amherst had hushed them up here.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
If you're listening tonight, you love boys high school basketball, as we have settled in here at Wolfie's for our annual boys high school basketball preview. Huge thank you goes out to Scott and Wendy Wolf and everybody here at Wolfie's. Of course, back in the studios of WEOL, the very best in the business, Alan Calcaterra, racking up the highlights. You just heard that Firelands highlight. And the Falcons have a new head coach this year. We mentioned that Coach Bray from Amherst was here as a new head coach. And Firelands with a new guy on the bench. Now, he's new, but he isn't, because we certainly know him very, very well. Former head coach at Open Door, Elyria Catholic, had a great run at Lutheran West. You actually were an assistant coach at Firelands for a year. Alan Januzzi, great to have you here, and congratulations on the gig. I think this is just a natural fit.
It really is, and I'm ecstatic to be back in the county. You know, it was one of my goals to get back in the county. I love my 4 years at Lutheran West. Great kids, great community, great people. And when the Firelands job opened up, it was really a natural. Haven't been there, you know, and coach with Steve Elias, good friend of mine, great guy. And the ability to get back in the community that, you know, I live in, and of course my son Doc, being able to, you know, transfer to Firelands without having to sit out because we live in the school district, it's just a tremendous opportunity.
And obviously, even though you were at Lutheran West, you had stayed very immersed with the Lorain County Basketball Coaches Association, you know, obviously the PAC. You saw all these guys all the time, so there's not that much of a transition coming back into the county, per se.
It's been really easy. You know, all these guys, we're all good friends. We have such a good camaraderie with the Lorain County coaches, and I stayed involved with the Coaches Association as the treasurer. Because I'm a Lorain County guy, and I wanted to contribute to Lorain County basketball and continue to do that and continue to work with all these tremendous coaches. I sit at these meetings, and it's me and John Sally, and I say, John, you got to keep coaching because, you know, once you're gone, I'm the oldest one. We've seen that transition. You know, it used to be you look at Bob Walsh, you look at Jim Lawhead, you look at all these guys, and all of a sudden, all these younger guys are coming up before you know it. It's like, holy cow. That's why I keep Ed around. Y'all and I. So
he's gliding right over to Firelands.
Better believe it.
Hey, speaking of Lorain County boys basketball coaches, real quick before we talk about Firelands, I know the coaches are involved with a preview every year.
Yeah, we've got a preview this Friday night at North Ridgeville. North Ridgeville, Brian and the AD over there did a phenomenal job last year. And we've been doing the preview for a number of years. All the proceeds go to scholarships. We've given close to $60,000 in scholarships to our senior athletes. And so if you can get on over there, you know, it's the gate money that we use for these scholarships. It starts at 5. You got Wellington versus Open Door at 5:45, EC and Vermilion, 6:30 Clearview and Lake Ridge, 7:15 Firelands and Midview, and 8 o'clock Lorain and Avon Lake. So you're going to see 10 of the 19 Lorain County teams in one night. Compete against one another. So it's a good opportunity to preview what's going to happen in Lorain County basketball.
Very cool. That's this Friday night over at North Ridgeville High School. All right, let's turn the attention to the Firelands Falcons. Certainly you had familiarity with them, being in the pack and so forth, but now that you're kind of immersed in these practice sessions and scrimmages and so forth, give us your thoughts on what this Firelands Falcons team can do this year.
I've been very, very pleased. I was pleased over the summer when I got to see these kids. I know, obviously, Brett Bartlett did a great job, and these kids are well coached up to this point. They defend well. Their decision-making is good. They play hard. You know, we bring point guard Jack O'Keefe back from last year's team and Colin Myers as a junior. I've got, you know, of course, Doc Januzzi, who's transferred over from Lutheran West, Jeremy Simonovich, who is a senior up from JV, has been playing great, Caleb Abfall. Nick Denny, who's a sophomore, had an outstanding football year, going to be a great player for us. And then Vic Bauer, Jake Grasso, Cole Ferentz, and Robbie Becker. All these kids, a lot of these guys coming off of football. Just a great group of kids, character off the chart, work ethic outstanding. It's been a lot of fun thus far early on.
Alan, how different is it to work with a group of guys that you're now coaching as compared to watching them from the other bench?
Well, it's different. You know, obviously, when you prepare for a team, you get to know those guys. And we only played Firelands once. Of course, when you're playing twice, like if I would play, you know, Larry's guys, Larry and I, when we played Columbia and I was at Lutheran West, you knew each other inside and out. I mean, it was But, you know, I know a lot of these kids because a lot of these kids were in junior high when I was there helping out Steve. So I know a lot of those kids from coming up. But, you know, it is different. And the thing is, when we looked at Firelands, when I competed against them, you always knew you were going to get a good game. And you knew they had kids that could shoot the ball. And but it's just it's a pleasure to be able to work with them now and call them my guys.
Coach, how has that get-to-know process gone, you with the new players and the players with you?
It's gone well. I think over the summer was a good opportunity. You know, I said, look, we're going to use the summer to do exactly what you just said, Rob, and that is get to know one another. You know, I'm going to get to know you guys, how you respond to things, how you prepare for things, and you're going to get to know me because kids need to know how I'm going to respond when they make a mistake. You know, some kids are used to getting yelled at. I'm not a yeller, and they need to know what coach is going to be like. Summer leagues are good for that. What's he going to be like in the huddle? How's he going to respond when we're not playing well? Those types of things. So that has gone extremely well because what you're doing is you're forming that relationship, that coach-player relationship, which is so important. Kids need to know that, you know, they've got to respect you, but they need to know that you care about them. And I always say, you know, my high school coach, Jim Lawhead, one of my best friends. You know, I've always stayed in touch with him. And a lot of the kids that I coach, same thing. So these are relationships that you're establishing right now that are going to be, you know, around forever.
And as you said, not only you come over from Lutheran West, but Doc comes over with you. Now, I'm sure living in the Firelands community, he knew some of these guys, but now they've got to get used to him being out there on the floor. Is there a transition there as well?
A little bit, but not much. Boy,
really?
These kids have been so great with Doc, and Doc is so outgoing. I mean, he's such a great kid. He gets along with them so well. He's taken a leadership role, you know, and they've responded, and it's just been outstanding. Of course, he played with a lot of these kids when I was at Firelands in the sixth grade Firelands League, so they all knew one another ahead of time, and I think that had a big impact too. But the chemistry, sometimes you got to work so hard at chemistry. What I see in this group is the chemistry's there to begin with, and that's a good start.
Biggest difference, Coach, for you? I was just thinking about this. Open Door, LC, EC, Lutheran West. You know, you can't be doing that praying stuff where you're at now, Coach. You can't do that on the floor. So we got to remind you?
My good friend Barry Buck used to say, Coach, you know, he's at Lutheran West. The only place he has left to go is Fuchsmacherachi. What's your school?
And I can hear Barry saying that, too.
No, you're right. You can't do that. But you know what? We can still teach a lot of the same things.
I'm teaching.
You know what I mean?
I'm
but
teaching.
That's true. Yeah, I can't go to half court and pray. I think I'd get myself in trouble for that.
So how high is the bar? What are the expectations with this team? You feel you got the makings of a pretty good basketball team?
Well, the potential's definitely there. You know, and the potential's there, and the way you get that potential is if you can get your kids to put the team ahead of themselves, and you say that, it's kind of cliche-ish, but if you can get kids to play together and you can get kids to understand that and share the basketball and not care who gets credit, which I think these kids have the ability to do. And then, you know, at that point in time, the sky's the limit. You can really just about accomplish anything you want. So,
when you take over a team, do you automatically set goals for them, or do you let seniors set goals or captain set goals? How is that determined?
That's a great question. Is that Z? That's a great question.
Do you have new baggy shorts this year? That's a Z.
That's a Z. That's right. I'm sorry. That's better than Z. I don't mean to do that to you, Tim. Anyway. What we do is we do a preseason retreat every year. So the day after Thanksgiving, we sit down and we talk about that. We talk about roles. We talk about what you want out of the season. Now, one of the things we teach our kids is, you know, there's outcome goals. I mean, your goal is to win every game. If your goal is not to win every game, then don't go out and compete.
Right.
And then there's process goals. Outcome goals, winning, losing, conference championships, all those things, you set those, but you don't have 100% control over those. Process goals, you know, how hard you play, how you respond to situations, how you prepare yourself, those are things that are 100% under your control. So we really get our kids to concentrate on what we call process goals, and they set them. They set them, they got to buy into them, and they're things that you can look after every practice. We rate our practices. You know, how do we do communication-wise, intensity-wise, you know, encouragement-wise. And you can do the same thing when you look after a game. You can go back and you can say, here's our process goals. Winning and losing, you can obviously, we either won or we didn't lose, but process goals, even if you lose, you can see if you hit them. And even if you win, sometimes, if it's a game you're supposed to win, you might not hit those goals. So that's something that we've learned over the years, and I think it's a good thing to teach kids to go through that.
That's really cool. Hey, before we let you go, now you're a little dressed down from the last time I saw you about 48 hours ago, Coach. It was a great wedding. By the way, Alan's daughter, Amanda, married a wonderful guy Saturday, Austin. So the the Harrisons. Great couple. But, boy, did Allen look dapper, man. He looked good. You look good.
Well, thank you. It was a great night. I mean, that's a tough thing, boys.
So your first one, Coach?
First one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was a big part of it. Tim was a big part of it. Of course, Tim's like family. And to have him there and the job that he did really made it extra special. So we really appreciate it. Appreciate Tim, obviously, but he did a phenomenal job. But it's a blessing.
It was
really
a fun night.
It was.
Yeah. I just couldn't get the glider out on the dance floor. You know, I didn't consider it a successful night. The glider didn't do Cupid Shuffle. He didn't do Casper Slide. He didn't do any of them. You called him the glider, and he glided right out the door. That's right, what he did.
Right.
Well, hey. Great to have you back at Firelands High School. Looking forward to covering your team this year on WEOL, and obviously continued success. We wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Appreciate it. So good to see you guys. Great to be back in the county.
Thanks, buddy. Allen Januzzi, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons, joining us here at the table. First year as Allen will be guiding that Falcon program. I think Troy DeFranco is up next, if I'm not mistaken. All right, we'll get Troy in before the top of the hour. Stay with us. It's our boys basketball preview from Wolfies on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.